One of the most misunderstood doctrines in the Word of God is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm not going into an exhaustive study of the Holy Spirit on these programs, but I do want us to spend probably two Sundays or two programs or more on the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm going to do is to confine myself pretty well to a passage of Scripture in the book of John, chapter 16, beginning with verse 7. John chapter 16 and verse 7, and I hope you will take your Bibles now and open them and read this Scripture with me. John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now here is a very central passage in the Bible on the ministry and the work and certainly the person and presence of the Holy Spirit of God. As I said at the beginning, there is a great deal of misunderstanding about the Holy Spirit today. There is a revival of talk about the Holy Spirit. There is a revival of emphasis upon the Holy Spirit in America today. Now, frankly, I don't believe in every place that this is a healthy revival. I say that because there is so much confusion wrought in some areas concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So let's look at some of these things that we find in these scriptures. It has been my practice and will continue to be my practice to just preach what the Bible has to say, to just give you, thus saith the Lord. And in these verses that we read, we learn three very important things. Now, we learn these things from other passages of Scripture as well, and the Bible all speaks the same message. But at least this passage teaches us three basic things that I want to give to you today. And then on the next program, we'll go to some more information from these verses on the Holy Spirit and His work in ministry. First of all, let's notice in these verses that there can be no question that the Holy Spirit is a person. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I will send him unto you. Now here is a definite reference to a person. The Holy Spirit then is a person. Now through the study of the Word of God, we learn that he is one of the persons of the Godhead. I don't understand the Trinity. The word Trinity is not in the Bible, I'll grant you that. But certainly the doctrine of the Trinity is taught in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you study the Bible and read the Bible, you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God reveals himself in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, each of these are referred to as He. Each is a definite person. Each is a definite personality of the Godhead. Yet, the Scripture speaks of one God. So we do not have what some have tried to say, a three-headed God. We do not have that. We simply have God who reveals himself to us in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are co-equal in every detail. They are co-equal in authority, co-equal in power, co-equal by all being omnipresent and omniscient and omnipotent, co-equal in all of the characteristics, because each of these persons make up the true Godhead. Now, terminology sometimes is difficult when you're talking about God, because we have an earthly vocabulary trying to talk about a heavenly being. So therefore, it's difficult. But at the same time, let's just read and believe what the Bible has to say. The Father, of course, is in heaven. We know that because the Father spoke aloud from heaven when Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. The Father spoke aloud and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At the same time, the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and lit upon the shoulder of the Lord Jesus Christ, who claims to be and who is the Son of God. Here in the book of John and in other places, the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus is the Son of God. So you have the Trinity, and we believe the Trinity. We believe that Jesus was God when he was upon this earth. If you do not believe that, then certainly you must reject the Bible altogether. You must reject altogether the fact that the Bible is God's Word. For if Jesus was not God, then certainly he was an imposter. If he was not God, he was an imposter. There's no such thing as this modern day idea that Jesus was just a good man, a beautiful man, or that Jesus was a lovely individual, or that Jesus was a fine martyr for a cause, or that he was a great example. For that's not true. If Jesus was not God, then Jesus was not good in any sense of the word. If Jesus was not God, then he was an imposter. He told untruths, and he certainly would not be a good man. He would be a deceiver and a falsifier if he were not God, because he claimed to be God. So if we cannot believe him on that score, then we certainly could not believe him on anything else that he had to say. And so then you have very clearly and very plainly taught in the Scriptures the Trinity of God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each one of them a person. Each one a person, and each one, of course, having his own ministry in the Godhead. We certainly want to emphasize, according to the Scripture that's before us today, that the Holy Spirit is a person. He is not just a... He is a spirit, certainly. Now, I don't understand the business of the Holy Spirit indwelling all individuals who are saved. It's beyond my imagination, because I simply just cannot understand the mind of God. I can't do that. I can't understand the ways of God. The ways of God are past finding out. God's ways, the Bible says, are not man's ways. And so therefore, I am not going to be able to explain or to understand clearly everything that the Bible has to say. But I certainly can believe it. The Bible has proven itself over and over again. And it's foolish to say that you're not going to believe anything that you can't understand, because you believe something every day that you can't understand. You believe certainly in that television is a actual happening, and that the signals of television can be bounced off of satellites and we can see what's going on all over the world. You believe that. You don't understand it. You don't know how it can happen unless you're more brilliant than I am. Now, there are those who do understand it, but most of you don't, and I certainly don't, and therefore we believe it. We accept it even though we cannot explain it or we cannot understand it. However, we know that it is a fact. Now, I can't explain God, but I know by seeing the evidences of God, by seeing God prove himself through the prophecies of the Bible, seeing God prove himself through an actual experience with him and peace with him in my own heart, I know that the Bible is true. I know that I can rely upon it. So that leads me on to the next point now that I want to make from this scripture. And I wanted to make three basic points from the scripture that we've read today. Three basic teachings that are here. And now the first one we've talked about, the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person. And he is a person of the Trinity, of the Godhead. He is spoken of here as him, as a person. Now, there's something else in this passage of Scripture that I've read in John 16, verses 7 through 15. There is a basic truth taught that Jesus Christ did not give the complete message of God to man while he was upon this earth. Now, let's look at that in the Scriptures. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. In other words, Jesus said, there is much more that I want you to know. There is much more that you will know in the future, but you cannot bear them now. You cannot understand them. The disciples and those that followed the Lord Jesus Christ while he was upon the earth in his earthly ministry were not in a position to understand the basic truths that have later been revealed in the New Testament. So Jesus said, I have more to say to you, but I cannot say it now. You cannot bear it. Now, that's very plain, very clear, that the rest of the New Testament is God's Word. The rest of the New Testament is God's Word. I think I said something about this recently on the program. Now, I'm not just all that critical, but a lot of folks have red letter Bibles. You know, they're very proud of their red letter Bibles. Now, I say I'm not against a red letter Bible just per se, just because I could be against a red letter Bible. Not that. But all of the Bible is the Word of God, every bit of it. Every jot, every tittle, every line is the Word of God. Every bit of it is Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Therefore, we know that all of the Bible was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God, and the Word was made flesh, he said here in the beginning of the book of John, and tabernacled among us. So there are some who think that just the words of Jesus as he uttered them upon this earth are the only important things. Well, what Jesus is saying here is, in this passage, he said, I am not going to tell you everything that I want you to know while I'm here on this earth, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you into all truths. So he says, I'm not going to give you all the complete message while I'm on the earth, but I'm going to send that message to you by the Holy Spirit whenever the Comforter comes back to you after I have gone away. So we know then that the balance of the New Testament, after we get past the Gospels, after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, after we get past the Gospels, the rest of the Bible is God's Word too. And God authenticates that Word. He authenticates that. Over here in John chapter 15 and verse 27, Jesus said, And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. In other words, the words of these apostles, when they are directed by the Holy Spirit, and they bear witness of Jesus Christ, it will be an official witness. It will be authenticated witness. It will be what God has given to us, and it will be the Word of God, because these have been with him from the beginning. So we have here the promise then that God is going to send, Jesus is going to send more Word than they already have, more Word than he is giving them in his earthly ministry. So we have here the promise of the rest of the New Testament that is coming up, that Christ did not complete the message in his earthly ministry. He did not complete the message. Now, he completed our redemption. He paid for our redemption on the cross, and he completed that. But he did not complete the message. We have that message revealed to us in all of its fullness in the New Testament that follows the Gospels. Now, one other thing we have here, and that is that the Holy Spirit will complete this message. The Holy Spirit will complete this message. I want to say that again, that while the Holy Spirit is directing the apostles, those that heard the Lord Jesus, those that saw him, while he directs them and the writing of the Bible to follow, he will complete the New Testament. He will complete the Bible. Howbeit, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, that means all truth. That's what it means. It doesn't mean a partial revelation. It means all truth. So the Holy Spirit then was going to reveal to the apostles the full truth of God that God was going to give us in this age in which we live. So the Holy Spirit then was going to complete the Bible through the apostles. Now, it's very important that you realize this. It's very important that you believe not only in the verbal inspiration of the Bible, but that you believe in the plenary inspiration of the Bible. That the Bible is not only just verbally inspired, but that it is fully inspired. In other words, that it is the complete, full Word of God and all that God is going to reveal to us in this life. There are no new prophets after the completion of the New Testament. There are no new messages, no new revelations that's going to be given after the completion of the Scriptures. Now here Jesus is saying there's going to be some new prophecies. Here he says, he shall show it unto you, and he shall speak, and he shall show you things to come. So there's going to be prophecies given to the apostles, but after the completion of Scripture, there will be no further message, no further prophecies. You'll find that in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For now we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now that was in part was God's gifts to the apostles and gifts to the early church that proved that they were men of God. That's the sign gifts. The sign gifts, of course, were the gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of tongues, the gifts of interpretation, the gifts of special knowledge. Now, that's interpreting tongues, and then the gifts of special knowledge. Now, God said these things are in part. But he says when these things, whenever the Bible is completed, when that which is perfect is come, and the Word of God certainly was perfect, then these things, these sign gifts, are going to be done away with. You will not need them anymore. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit then was to reveal the full message to his disciples and apostles, that they then could reveal them to us in the Word of God. So we have then that Jesus didn't complete the message on earth, but that the Holy Spirit, through the apostles, would complete the message. You have a complete Bible today, and you can rely on it 100%. How I praise God for that truth today.